Heading toward 822, 20 degrees on this Friday morning, a gray, cold, still snowy Friday morning. More snow coming this afternoon and tonight. In fact, each day this weekend, we'll get a little snow at least. But you know what today is? It's Friday, which means it's time for
Movie.
Sponsored by Wiggly's famous Eastern Market corned beef, and would that be good right now? Make sure you do a Wiggly's weekend, right, Dana?
Yes, treat yourself to a tasty Irish Benedict with Wiggly's corned beef at Jam's Brunch and Bar on Hayes Road in Shelby Township.
Yummy! Two quick notes, besides what we're talking about, the couple of movies. What is wrong with Jay Leno? First he sets himself on fire doing work lying under a car, which apparently gives him pleasure. And now he's had a motorcycle accident that he's just revealed with some broken bones. Jay, you got to slow down. That's all I can say.
Or put some training wheels on the motorcycle.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Put the training wheels on. And the other thing is the Academy Award nominations out. Either of you surprised or disappointed? First you, Dana.
I'm disappointed. Well, I haven't seen most of the movies, but to me it's been a lackluster year for movies, but maybe it's because I haven't seen most of them. I'm sure Greg has a better analysis.
What do you say, Greg?
I kind of the same way. Not surprised with a lot of them. I mean, you kind of figured that Brendan Fraser was definitely going to be nominated. But I was surprised at a few of the people who were left off the list, in regards to other movies. And just figuring, okay, I think what they're trying to do is make sure, okay, there's going to be nothing going on this year. It's just going to be a regular show. Because Will Smith, even though he did do a very good job in that last movie, Emancipation, that he was in, no nomination, but I think it was a deal where it's like, okay, hey, we're just going to see what happens, and go with it the way it is.
All right, well, let's talk about the movies online here. I'd hate to say used to. I'm sure I still. I used to like Eddie Murphy a lot. I still like Eddie Murphy. Mm-hmm. It just seems like he hasn't been around very much, and now all of a sudden he's in You People.
Yeah, it's both of these movies are on Netflix, and that's really funny. Looking outside my living room window, yeah, I think a lot of folks are going to be...
You don't want to go outside anyway.
Right. It's almost like a new telling of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. You've got Eddie Murphy, also Julia Louis-Dreyfus, David Duchovny, and it's about a white couple and a black couple whose children meet each other, happen to fall in love, and want to get married. So both parents, just because of, just different thoughts and religions and all like that, kind of like send them through heck. But at the end, everything prevails.
So it's a happy ending?
It's a happy ending, yes.
Well, now that we know that, is it still worth seeing the film?
It's almost like, I think the probably only reason I let that go is it's like a two Wiggly like that. Okay. I mean, the best part is also just seeing some of the people who are making cameos in it, like Rhea Perlman. Elliot Gould is also in it. David Duchovny, and a couple other surprise people. There's certain parts when you're just kind of watching it, you're just kind of going, okay, come on. No one would really do that, type stuff. But then once it did get to the end, then we were like, oh, okay.
Let's listen to a little cut of Eddie Murphy, Jonah Hill, and all the people you've mentioned. You People, here it is.
You're dating a black girl?
I've never felt so understood by somebody in my entire life. I'm gonna ask her to marry me.
Do you plan to? Out to her family?
Yeah, I just haven't had the chance to meet them.
What's going on? Tell me about life. How are you?
This is your white granddaddy come back to haunt me.
And how
Seems
many Wigglies? It does.
We'll give two out of the four. I mean, like you said, you're both laughing at the line. So, that's kind of like the main thing that they want you to do.
And unfortunately, with cuts like this, they give you their best shot. So that may be the only laugh. I hope not.
No, the best part is just seeing people's eyes get open, So there you go.
We'll do it. a retelling, kind of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. 8:26 here. The next film is called The Pez Outlaw, a documentary on Netflix. And the only thing Pez I know of or can remember are those little Pez candy dispensers. Is that what we're talking about here?
That's exactly what we're talking about. It's a true story. And the guy is from Michigan, lives near Lansing. And it's just this bizarre documentary about this kind of like underworld of Pez people. I did not realize myself the following. It's like, oh my goodness. This guy, he went out and he started buying Pez machines or Pez candy dispensers. Yeah, that's the best way to put it.
Those little handheld things that like have a clown head or any number of things have been represented on those Pez dispensers.
Yeah. And then next thing you know, he went over to Europe where they make them, came up with some deal to be a seller of, you know, the special ones here in the United States. And then they even have these Pez conventions. And like
oh
you said,
gosh.
When we were kids, we bought those little things for what, a dime. And, you know, he's selling these things for like $25.
Let's do the tape before we run out.
No one knew where he came from.
But everybody wanted what he was selling.
Pez. The collectors wanted what was available in Europe. And so I was like, Dad, let's see what we can get, you know, right from the factory.
He was just some hillbilly from Michigan who got on a plane and then just landed somewhere. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Hillbilly from Michigan? Oh, boy. The Pez Outlaw. How many Wiggly sandwiches, real quick?
This one, like about a two and a half.
I mean, yeah, I give it a nothing. That just they lost me at Hillbilly, Michigan. Dana Clark, Greg Russell, have a great weekend. Thanks for your help.
You got it. Bye-bye.
As we continue on WJR.